Good morning for WNPR News. I'm Ray Hardman. The issue of prevention is often buried in the debate over health care reform. It stands to reason that if we could foresee a potential health issue years before it became a life-threatening problem and took measures to curb or prevent that problem, we would not only have a better quality of life, but could save ourselves and the government untold amounts of money. Alternative health care is a practice in West Hartford that takes this long-term approach to wellness. I decided to experience for myself the alternative health care approach to medicine, and I learned that I have some work to do.
All right, so we did have you fill out just a brief form, so we know you are 46. And do you have any ongoing medical problems?
None.
Okay. Now, do you have a regular doctor that you see?
I have a primary care physician.
You do?
Yeah.
And so you've had all of your age-appropriate screening tests?
That's Dr. Desmond Ebanks, the founder of Alternity Healthcare. He spent years in a regular practice, but became frustrated with the conventional way healthcare works.
Traditional medicine doesn't really delve into real prevention too much. You do a lot of screening, but if the screening is negative, basically, you're told everything is fine, come back when you have a problem and we can treat it after the fact.
Dr. Ebanks calls this process sick care rather than health care. So he started Alternity. The concept is simple. Put patients in their 30s, 40s, and 50s through a series of tests to see where potential problems may occur in the future. Things like heart disease, hip and knee joint replacement, Alzheimer's, and cancer. Since body fat can have a big impact on quality of life in our senior years, Dr. Ebanks checks my body fat through the GE Lunar Prodigy DEXA scanner. As the imaging arm slowly moves above me, I can see a picture of myself on the computer screen. Honestly, I wasn't concerned about my body fat. As it turns out, the news wasn't good.
And your body composition. Let's see. You want that on record or you want me to tell you that privately?
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Your percent body fat is 28%.
Mm-hmm.
Ideal for a man is between 18 and 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not horrible.
Not as bad as we've seen.
Well,
we've had higher numbers.
Dr. Ebanks later drops the bombshell that 28 is considered obese for a man of my age and height. Obese? Really? Okay, so on to the aerobic capacity test, a kind of stress test on steroids. I am hooked up to an EKG while tubes and a mask are placed tightly over my face to see how well I utilize oxygen and how well my heart responds to the stress of a bike ride designed to get increasingly more difficult, like riding up a hill that gets steeper and steeper. The first few minutes go pretty well, but 8 minutes into the test, my legs start to burn a little, and by 10 minutes, my legs really hurt. At 11 minutes, I stop. Here, the results aren't as bad as I had anticipated.
So your VO2, the metabolic test tells you your rate of oxygen uptake, or the VO2.
Mm-hmm.
And yours was 34.4 milliliters per kilogram per minute. This classifies you in the average category for your age. And that's good. It's good to be average.
That's Dr. Cassandra Forsyth.
Then your oxygen pulse, your O2 pulse, is one thing we measure, and it's a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. And if you have an O2 pulse greater than 15 for either men or women, is good. It's equivalent to a non-athletic, healthy heart. And you have an O2 pulse of 18.
Okay, so that's pretty good.
So you did very well with that. You have a healthy heart.
Dr. Forsyth is a nutrition expert. She pored over a 3-day diary of my food intake. And again, more revelations.
So as I was going over your diet record, I was noticing even before I had to enter in all the foods that you really focus on carbohydrates in your diet. So you focus on bread, you focus on pasta. You went from 8:15 to 12:25. There's about 4 hours there, but then you just ate pasta. This one you had the turkey meatballs. But this one I would like to actually see you eat a little less pasta,
mm-hmm,
and add more turkey meatballs and sort of make the focus of the meal the turkey meatballs with pasta as a little side to it.
The final result is a mixed bag. I'm in pretty decent shape for a man my age, but I carry too much body fat. And I only participated in a portion of the five-hour battery of tests alternity patients go through. The procedure isn't cheap, and traditional health insurance only covers some of the tests. But Dr. Ebank says patients come away with a comprehensive plan for the future that will ultimately save money and improve your chances at a long, healthy life. Plus, knowing what may be coming in the future may make you think twice about that second piece of cake or skipping the gym. For WNPR, I'm Ray Hardman.